بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we spoke about marriages, we spoke about divorce, we spoke about the iddah, the waiting period, and now we go on to what happens when a man dies. Usually the wife goes into mourning. She mourns her husband. And we would like to discuss some of the rulings of this, because people usually have lot of misconceptions, so it would be best to clear these misconceptions when possible. So the first hadith, hadith number 321, who would love to read it for us? Okay.
Zainab bin Salama, radiallahu anha, reported that a relative of Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, died. She sent for a yellow perfume and applied that to her forearm and said, I am doing it for I have heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, it is not permissible for a woman believing in Allah and the hereafter to mourn beyond 3 days, except the husband for whom she can mourn for 4 months and 10 days.
Okay, very good. The second hadith is hadith 322. Yes, sir.
Narrated Atiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no woman should mourn a deceased for more than 3 days except over a husband. She should mourn him 4 months and 10 days. She must not wear a dyed dress except a dress of asab. She shouldn't put eyeliner and must not wear perfumes except if she got pure from her menses. She may use a small amount of qust, a perfume woman used, or tuf.
Okay, and the last hadith, hadith number 323, who would be kind to read it for us? Yes.
Narrated Salama, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. A woman came to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Allah's Messenger, my daughter's husband has died and she is complaining from her eyes. Can you apply alcohol to it? Thereupon Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, repeating it twice or thrice, saying only no. And he said, it is only 4 months and 10 days. In the pre-Islamic period, none of you threw away dung until 1 year had passed. Zainab said, when the husband of a woman died, she went into a hug, put on her worst clothes, and did not apply perfume or something like it until a year was over. Then an animal like a donkey or a goat or a bird was brought to her and she rubbed herself with it. Usually, that one on which she rubbed herself with died. She then came out and she was given dung, and she threw it and she applied anything like perfume or something else as she liked.
Okay, now the hadiths we've heard and went through are related to what a woman whose husband had died should do. The first hadith, hadith of Habiba. Who's the father of Habiba? We have discussed this before. Habiba is the mother of the believers. She is the wife of the Prophet والسلام, and I told you that she was the daughter of Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, which means that she is the sister of Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with them all, and that she migrated to Abyssinia, and that the Prophet والسلام, proposed to her when she was in Abyssinia, and that Najashi gave her in marriage and set her and prepared her and set her back to the Prophet والسلام, as his wife. So you have to either consult a doctor or try your level best to read more in the seerah of the Prophet والسلام. You have no excuse to know everything that goes around you and not know the most essential thing about your religion, at least your mothers. Know your mothers, the mothers of the believers, may Allah be pleased with them. So when her father died, Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, may Allah be pleased with him. You know, when a father dies, the daughter feels, like anyone else, sad. And Islam permitted them to feel sad for 3 days and nights. And that is why on the fourth day, she requested some perfume and she perfumed herself, put it on her arms. Why? She said, Wallahi, I don't want to use this perfume. But because I heard the Prophet ﷺ say that it is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah on the Day of Judgment to mourn over a deceased more than 3 days, except for a wife that is widowed. So I am afraid that you will see me on the fourth day thinking that I'm still mourning my father. So I don't need the perfume, but I just put it so that I would give you a good example that I'm not mourning my father. And the hadith is clear that only for a husband, 4 months and 10 days is acceptable. The other hadith of Atiyah, it's the same thing. However, the difference is that it tells us that a woman should mourn her husband for 4 months and 10 days. And during the mourning period, during the iddah of death, there are things she is not permitted to do. What are they? One, she should not wear any ornamented dress dyed with nice colors. And when would a woman wear such a thing? Scholars said, by looking at this hadith and the following hadith, the hadith of Umm Salama, that she should not wear a dress that is beautiful. And she should accept maybe something that is in black and white or does not have glamorous colors. She should not put an eyeliner, apply kuhl. You know what kuhl is? This special kind of stone that is crushed and then the women put it on inside their eyes. It's like an eyeliner. It's not a mascara for the eyelashes. It is something that's put on the same. Some men also wear it. Some men put it because it purifies your vision. It gives your eye more health. And it's something of medicine in sometimes. So this is not permissible for a woman to apply. She is not permitted to wear perfumes, except a very small amount that women apply when they are clean from their menses. So they apply a very minimal amount so that it would take out the bad odor. And the following hadith is the hadith of Umm Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, where she said that a woman came to the Prophet ﷺ complaining that her daughter has been widowed and she's been crying and they want to apply kuhl, eyeliner, so that it would reduce the pain or something of that sort. And the Prophet said, no, twice or three times. And then the Prophet said, indicating that the period of 4 months and 10 days is negligible, little. He said, before Islam, the one of you, a woman, when her husband died, she would remain for a whole year. That's a long period. In a hut or a tent, not going out, not seeing sunlight, not bathing, not cleaning, not washing, nothing. And you can imagine the smell that comes out of you after 2 or 3 days of not showering. How about if it's a whole year? And then at the end of that, for the non-Muslims in the pre-Islamic era, once the year is over, they bring her a goat or a donkey or a bird where she rubs her stinking body with. And one of the narrators of the hadith commented and said, usually that bird or that animal dies because of the dirt of the stinkiness of staying there for a whole year. And then the woman holds a dung, a piece of dung, throwing it away, meaning that my mourning is over and the times of mourning the husband are over and it's like good wish. So the Prophet is saying, I assume that 4 months and 10 days is nothing compared to what you used to do. Looking back at what a woman should do and what a woman should not do when she is mourning her husband. First of all, the period, we've talked about that, whether it's 4 months and 10 days, whether she's pregnant and delivers. We don't have to go through that, inshallah. Or you forgot it? You still remember it? Okay. We move on to what she's not allowed to do, because this is better than saying what she is allowed to do. Why? The things that she is not allowed to do are limited. The things that she is entitled to do are so many. So the Prophet said she should not wear a dyed dress, meaning, scholars say, she is not entitled to wear anything that beautifies her. So if a woman in her mourning period, she wears something that is beautiful, something that is for a soiree, a dress that is for going out and putting glamorous clothes, this is completely prohibited. Why? Because this goes against the mourning and it goes against the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. We have a short break. Stay tuned. And inshallah, we'll be right back.